Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cheryl Miller, who serves on the steering committee for the Mid Prairie Fund for Academic Excellence, an endowment fund that just recently gave out its second year of grants.
Is this the second time or round, I suppose, that the Fund for Academic Excellence has given out grants?
Yes, this program was started in 2016, so we gave grants last year only to the high schools, the pilot year. And this year we're expanding to the middle school, so this is the first time that middle school teachers have had access to the program.
I noticed in the announcement round of grants given out by the Mid Prairie Fund, the word innovation was used a lot. Is this a new term that you are throwing around?
You know, it's a word that I've started using I've been doing a lot of writing about this program, and we have always said grants to bring new ideas into the curriculum. And finally, I just kind of conflated that into, okay, we're talking about innovation grants. So I started using that word a little bit more. But, you know, the general idea of keeping Mid Prairie up to the challenges of the times, whether that's in any area of the curriculum, investing in bringing new ideas forward is what we've been trying to do. So innovation pretty much fits that description.
I'm just looking at the different grant recipients. It looks like I think three of them are for middle school programs, I believe.
I think there's four. There's one grant, the mathematics, spans both high school and middle school. So students will have access to any student taking algebra will have access to these new tools that help kids visualize mathematical concepts. There's some art program display equipment that's at the middle school, and robotics is one of the key areas that the middle school is developing now, and we awarded two grants, one kind of to the younger end, fifth graders, for coding robots, and then one for older students, eighth graders. So that program is getting an infusion of money into building it up.
And so how did it feel this second year into having this Fund for Academic Excellence? How did it feel to pick these new recipients and give out these grants?
Oh, it's a wonderful experience to put out a call for proposals for new ideas and to get these interesting things back in the mail or online and see just all of the different ideas that people have about things that they would like to do in their classrooms. And then the difficult task of saying, okay, which ones to try to make some kind of evaluation and decision about which ones we can fund this year and which ones we would like to see again, maybe tweaked a little bit. But it's a very wonderful opportunity to really see what goes on in education these days, what teachers are thinking about, and to help them plan and bring these new ideas forward.
When will the next cycle be that teachers can apply for the fund?
This is going to be an annual call for proposals, so mm-hmm. The next one will be fall of 2018.
Probably maybe the last time we spoke, you were talking about how you were, you know, trying to build up the endowment, calling to alumni and donors for donations. And I wonder how that's been going the last few months.
We raised some money over the summer and are now locally and are now launching a campaign to all of the alumni across the country. So we're breaking the amount of money that we'd like to raise down into smaller chunks and seeing how many different groups, either classes or families or neighborhoods or teams or whatever, would like to take on the task of trying to raise a little bit of money to put into this, you know, into the pot. So that's our goal. We're actually launching the campaign this week, so it should be out there very soon.
And what sort of appeal are you trying to make to these people that you're reaching out to as far as why they should give back to Mid Prairie and to this endowment fund?
I guess the appeal is that this is where we got our start and have then gone out and lived our lives, and being able to come back and make sure that youngsters in our old hometowns have the same kind of educational opportunities that we did, and that those schools are keeping up with the challenges of the times is very important investment. And appealing to the spirit of alumni that this is something that we can do together to help out our, you know, both our hometowns and families that are still in the area, and, you know, just the general need for education to have the support of its community of people.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie Fund for Academic Excellence Steering Committee member Cheryl Miller. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.